Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect, I'm joined by Anne Cleary. Anne is an artist. Is that fair to say, Anne?
That's right, an architect and an artist, actually.
And Anne, you are involved in a project called the Eco Showboat, and it's making its way to Carlow Town today. It will be moored in Carlow, and you'll be holding a series of talks at the Visual Food Music Workshops. Will you just tell me a little bit about your background, Anne, and the Eco Showboat?
So, Etna, Dennis Conley, my partner, and I, we both studied architecture in Ireland back in the 1980s, and we've always been very, very interested in environmental questions. In fact, we were quite involved with protests back then. So we've really been militants most of our lives. And we moved to Paris then a bit later on, and I spent a lot of time in Paris over the years. And I've been involved here with Europe Ecology for a long time. That's the Green Party here. So we're really, you know, have always been very, very committed to climate action and environmental action. We're both visual artists and architects by training as well. And so over the years, we developed art that became very engaged with people. And as things evolved, we kind of started to ask ourselves, how can our art actually make an impact on what's happening with regard to climate change? So we came up with this idea of a boat, that we might travel on a boat on the inland waterways to meet as many communities as possible and talk to them about climate change, talk to them about that issues that concern communities, which might be farming or forestry or flooding or food production or pollution, global warming, all these things that are actually affecting people directly, and just develop conversations with people and with scientists and with artists and just see what happens to try and spark some action in different communities. So that's the background to the Eco Showboat.
Fantastic. So tell me about the boat itself. It's solar powered.
Yes, so it's a small sailing boat. Dennis and I acquired it during the pandemic, actually, and we spent a few months transforming it to solar electric. So we installed electric motor, we installed solar panels, we installed a battery pack, the whole shebang, basically, to make it run 100% on solar power and wind. With a small wind wind generator as well that contributes. So it's mostly solar powered with a little bit of wind.
So on your journey then around Ireland and our beautiful waterways, what kind of things have you seen and observed?
Well, what I've observed myself is that people are really concerned. On Saturdays, we run events. So we invite artists and scientists to come together, musicians, somebody maybe who bakes, and develop an event where we talk about art and science, and then we have tea and coffee and chat. And it's all great fun, actually. But then during the week, you know, we're travelling on the waterways and we're mooring and we're meeting people all the time. And people are asking us questions about the boat. They're very, very interested in the technology and how we did it. And in fact, a lot of people have said to us that they would be more willing now to install solar power in their own homes, having seen how we've done it on the boat. So from that point of view, it's had a positive impact. And then we just talk about, you know, generally the environment, you know, that we're passing through and what concerns people. One of the big, big issues that people have are they're concerned about invasive species, for example, that are really transforming our waterways. So one of those would be the zebra mussel in Lough Derg. So Lough Derg's parts are completely invaded by the zebra mussel. Came initially actually from the steppes of Russia, and basically just eats all the plankton, eats basically everything. And so there's nothing left for native species to consume until they die. So, you know, there's lots of different issues. And we've discovered as we've been travelling that it's really huge, you know. I mean, every community has their own issues. In Leitrim, a lot of people are concerned about forestry, for example, because there's been a lot of sitka spruce forests planted there, and they're very, very dark. So in fact, rather than actually conserving the environment, they're actually more destructive to the environment because things don't grow underneath them. So there's all the issues like this that we end up chatting to people about. So for ourselves, it's a really big learning curve as well. We're learning all about the country, really, that place I haven't visited before, and the issues that people are addressing there and concerned about.
So in terms of how can art make an impact, do you feel you've achieved
exactly
that?
Well, I mean, I think we've made a start. The thing is that climate change is enormous. It is such a big problem, and it's got so many subdivisions of problems. You know, in between, as I mentioned before, there's forestry, there's fishing, there's food production, there's flooding, there's a million things, actually, you see. And so a single artist can't really address all of that hugeness. you know. And so, and yet I believe that art is a really good communication tool. So what we set out to do was to work with other artists and almost make a community across the country of people who are really interested in addressing aspects of climate change in their work, and that together we make a bigger impact. So that's what we're hoping to do. For example, we're going to be in Carlow this week, but we're then going on to St Mullins, a little bit further down the Barrow. And there we have invited the local artist Deirdre O'Mahony to commission a new musical work. She created a new musical work called The Song of the Farmer and the Dung Beetle. And it's really beautiful. It's going to be performed live on the Saturday 29th in St Mullins. And it's fascinating because I never thought about the dung beetle before. I'm sure you haven't either. But an incredible little creature. Yeah. And he's working really, really, really hard all the time to consume dung, actually, and compost it, essentially. You know, the little, like, tiny little hard-working compost machines, actually, the dung beetle, and they're really, really important and necessary for the health of the soil. You know, so but these are things we, of course, wouldn't ever really think of. So putting it into song form, which is really beautiful and also fun and entertaining, suddenly makes people go, oh gosh, yeah, I never thought about the dung beetle before, that we should protect it and not be killing it because the plant needs them. Yeah, in that kind of way, like, we're making partnerships with other artists that are concerned about climate change, and together we're maybe passing a stronger message.
And where can people find more information about your project, or if people want to get involved, how can they get in touch with you?
Our organisation is called School of Looking, because we believe that looking is how you learn about the world and about the environment. So with School of Looking. So if they just Google School of Looking or schooloflooking.org, that's our website, they'll come to our main page, and from there they can click on the Eco Showboat project, or else Google Eco Showboat and they'll find it as well.
Thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the highways and byways of Carlow and Kilkenny. We have some absolutely beautiful countryside for you to explore.
Oh, I know.
So thank you so much, and the very best of luck with the project.